This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of What's on Your Mind. This one, a first, from Exit 200 along I-94 in the new Auction Center of North America. Our friends from Piper's Auction and Realty have their first ever auction happening right along I-94 at this facility. We're going to tell you a little bit about that today. We're going to meet the mayor of Steele, North Dakota. We're going to meet the owner of the pretty much world-famous Travel Plaza, the Coffee Cup Travel Stop in Steele, North Dakota. They have a few locations around the country, but you hear a lot about them. Everybody that I mentioned I was going to be in Steele today say, oh, you're going to that Travel Plaza? I said, no, I'm going to the new Auction Center of North America, but close. They're neighbors, so that's kind of cool. And also on the program today, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here for a full hour. As always, with the Talk Radio Town Hall, we'll be joined at the beginning of the next hour by Jack Girard. Jack is the president and CEO of the American Petroleum Institute, and they have been very vocal recently to say what is going on in North Dakota could have a chilling effect on energy development nationwide. And so we'll talk with Jack about why he's concerned about what's happening in Standing Rock Sioux Tribe with a dispute over the Dakota Access Pipeline today. Jack is, of course, the spokesperson for the oil and gas industry in the United States, a very strong voice. So look forward to hearing from him as well. And, of course, Congressman Cramer for an update on that and lots of things that will be in the news today. Our thanks to everybody at the North Dakota Petroleum Council for their hospitality the last couple of days. Had a great time up in Minot at the wonderful North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. My gosh, yesterday you can't even believe how Jack Stark did a fabulous job. He joined us on the program yesterday to preview his lunchtime address, but it was very, very good. One of the best I've seen. Jack is the president and CEO of Continental Resources. And that, along with the presentation by Pete Hegseth, just motivating people really to get involved and become active citizens in reinvigorating our republic, was very, very good. So a good couple of days up in Minot. Really enjoyed it. We'll be in Watford City tomorrow. Of course, the big event center opening is happening at 1 o'clock on Friday, and a lot of things happening in regard to that. So we look forward to hearing about the event center and everything happening there in our whole show tomorrow from the brand-new event center in Watford City on the program. So lots to do this week. Let's find out, before we get to your calls, on the news of the day and find out what's on your mind, what is happening here in Steele, North Dakota today. Kevin Piper is here from Piper's. Congrats, Kevin, on this beautiful new facility.
Thank you, Scott, and thanks for having us here. And I'm glad you came out here to be with us today for this nice opening of our new site here in Steele, North Dakota.
It is a beauty. I want to hear about it. We also have the mayor, Ed Miller, here to welcome you as the newest member of the Steele business community. Mr. Mayor, how are you?
I'm fine.
Well, you got another landmark in Steele, I guess, going here, huh?
Definitely do.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great addition to our community. We're going to have some residential lots that are having for sale and commercial lots, and it's just going to be a big plus all the way around for the city of Steele.
Yeah, it sure is. So when you tell people you're the mayor of Steele, what's the first thing to say? What's the conversation starter?
Oh, you've got that coffee cup truck stop there. That's the first thing. And they the remodeling and renovation a couple of years ago for Caribou Coffee and Pizza Hut Express and Subway, it's just been a great addition.
Who would think there'd be a Caribou Coffee in Steele, North Dakota?
Unbelievable, isn't it?
You'd have to go to Minneapolis Airport to get that, for crying out loud.
And easy to get in and out of, which is the best, right?
It is, and they're your neighbor, Kevin. That's nice.
Absolutely. I mean, they're one of the drawing cards here, absolutely. Yeah. We're glad they're here.
Now, what's happening today? I see a lot of equipment out there. I've seen it grow over the last number of weeks leading up to this auction. Today's the day, 10 o'clock the auction starts, 11 o'clock folks can bid online, right?
Absolutely. You know, today's the first day that we're going to have an auction here at Piper's Auction Center of North America in Steele. It's an exciting day for our company. We're glad to be part of the city of Steele. I want to make that known first. We had an opportunity to just, you know, be out here in an island, but we wanted to be a community partner with Ed and the citizens of Steele, so we're glad that they annexed us into the city. We think it's a win-win for them and for us. It's a great location. It's a great place to showcase anything you want to sell because you're right on I-94. This I-94 corridor and Highway 3, I mean, you couldn't pick a better spot to showcase equipment for sale. And today we got construction equipment, gravel screening plants, conveyors, belly dump trailers. We got farm equipment, SDS, John Deere combines, you name it. We have it here today. This sale has exceeded our expectations tenfold. And if you can't make the sale today, you can bid online. Just go to pipers.com and you can download your app for your iPhone or your Droid or whatever, and you can bid online. Or if you're in your computer, in your office, or at home, just bid online if you want, or give one of us a call at our facility here in Steele, and we'll answer our cell phones or whatever. Make sure you can bid anytime today.
All right, so yeah, you're doing some bidding for folks online, but that app's pretty nice. So if you're out in the field and can't make it and got in your eye on a piece of equipment or two, you can watch it and bid on it right there. So nice little feature. So a lot of folks are taking advantage of that. Sale starts at 10. Right?
10 o'clock, 10 a.m. Central Time, and then 11 o'clock in the online bidding. We have about an hour's worth of smaller farm items here that we're going to sell for about an hour, and then 11 o'clock we'll go live on site here and then also internet bidding at that time.
All right, and again, that's Exit 200, if you can make it, for the Auction Center of North America, Pipers, I-94, Exit 200. So come on by and see us, or again, online at pipers.com. What number should they call if they want some help with bidding there?
You know, the best number to call is our toll-free number, 877-700-4099. Or if they want, they can call my cell phone. I'll give it out, 701-238-5810. Call that number, and I'll answer it today. I'm going to be auctioning a little bit today, but Andy Murnack's going to carry most of the load on the auctioneering today. So feel free to call us. And I do want to mention, too, Scott, we got Piper's A team here today. We got 12 guys here today, men and women here. We got some of the best in the business here today. Our team is here today to put on a show and help you in any way we can. If you want to buy anything, just come on over and ask one of us, or give us a call or email us. We got our smartphones with us today too.
Sounds fantastic. So, Mr. Mayor, thank you for stopping by and the warm welcome, and congrats on all the great things happening in Steele and this new development as well.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, how's the crane doing, by the way?
Oh, it's doing good.
Is it?
Hasn't grown much, but it's good.
It's not for sale. No.
No.
It's a state that will be here forever.
Yes.
I love your veterans memorial that you have in
yes.
the center of the community too. So
yes.
Thank you for doing that.
You bet. No problem.
Appreciate it. All right, gentlemen. Thanks a bunch.
Yep. Thank you.
Good chatting with you, Kevin. Come on back whenever you want to chit chat and tell folks what's happening. Of course, we'll chat with the owner of the Coffee Cup Travel Plazas about. The good work they're doing, attracting folks from all over, because it certainly is an attraction here in Steele as well, a little later on in the program. 13 past the hour, what's on your mind, cranking up. Speaking of veterans, I just want to give a good, quick shout-out. I mentioned yesterday at the open of the program that a listener came to our event with Pete Hegseth on Monday night at the Sleep Inn and Conference Center and said, you know, do you remember when you were on an honor flight with the Rough Rider honor flight out of Bismarck? And I said, I do. And he said, well, you met a fellow on that trip by the name of Leo McAlkey, who was a turret ball gunner on a B-17 and survived 35 missions. And I said, you know, I met so many heroes, I don't remember that name. But he said that he was doing well and in Minot. And I said, could I ever go see him? I'd love to just go chat. So I had a wonderful chance in between events at the Petroleum Council yesterday to go over to Leo's home and sit down and have a conversation and just learn so much about those 35 missions. You know, one story after another. My personal favorite, that the original cap on missions for those guys was 25. And he got to his 24th mission, and they said, by the way, we're going to 30 missions now. And he got to his 29th mission, and they said, by the way, we're going to 35 now. You got to be kidding me. Can you imagine? By the way, the crew that took over, the 36th mission, was shot down. You know, I mean, those kind of stories are just phenomenal. And the things that that he told and what he saw, and, you know, of course, the turret ball, being a gunner, was thought to be the most dangerous spot and most vulnerable. And he was saying, you know, I took a look at the plane, and the thickness on the plane was, you know, pretty darn thin. And he said, that turret ball, you know, that glass, that was a good half-inch thick. He said, safest place on the plane. That's why I picked that. I mean, just those kind of stories. He really had incredible detail. He's 92 years of age, incredible detail on each and every one of the missions. And there's only one other crew member that is still alive, and he keeps in touch with him. In fact, planning a get-together, I think he said Arizona or California or someplace soon, at a World War II gathering pretty soon. What I was most touched by, honestly, was the fact that he had received the French Legion of Honor for service in France, and he was given a letter. He showed me the letter from the French government, And I have a copy of this on my Facebook page. Todd, maybe you want to share it, too, on the KFIRE page. But it was incredible, incredible to me. It was from the Consul General of France and said, thanks to your courage and to our American friends and allies, France and Europe have been living in peace for the past 7 decades. You saved us. We will never forget. For us, the French people, you are a hero. Gratitude and remembrance are forever in our souls. To show our eternal gratitude, the President of the French Republic has decided to award you the Legion of Honor, created by Napoleon. It is the highest honor that France can bestow upon those who have achieved remarkable deeds for France. You know, as I read that, I thought, gosh, I hope we have as much gratitude as the people of France do. You saved us. We will never forget. That's the kind of reverence we ought to have and the gratitude we ought to have for the greatest generation in World War II, but for every veteran before and since, because they've saved us. You agree? Wonderful opportunity. Thank you, Liam McCulkey, for your service, and Bob Marquardt for setting that up. Appreciate it. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Tell me what is on your mind.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring an SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm calling from Minot. I can remember it wasn't all that many years ago when we got a bunch of tax dollars, grants, and matching funds and whatever to build a new airport here in Minot, airport facility. Now, we've got another new one, not that far down the road. And I'm sure the flights and stuff are down because the oil boom has backed off, so I wonder how necessary it was. But that said, it is there. Why are we getting more tax dollars spent to demolish the airport facility that was built a few years ago? That seems like just a bunch of graft and waste of spending. I can't believe these people can just spend. It's a very beautiful building. I don't see why somebody couldn't make use of it, and it could be productive and bringing income in instead of spending money. I wish somebody would look into that. Thank you.
We're into it. We're on to it. We'll check it out and answer that question for you. Find out. Not sure what the decision-making process was there or not. I know, I'm just thinking of Fargo's, you know, when they built the new terminal. It was actually kind of the opposite end of the airport. They kept that. They've now rented it out for a lot of different space. I'm not sure if the authority owns it or what, but how about Grand Forks? I wonder what they did with their old one, because Grand Forks is a new one now. I'm trying to remember if the old one is still there, and they're repurposing that for something else. Can't remember, but it's a good question. And those are the kind of questions I think we need to ask, so appreciate it. 800-228-0550, that's on his mind. What's on your mind today? Brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, talking about great travel spots. They have many of them across North Dakota and Minnesota. And, you know, when you have you fill up, you have a lot of choices. Where do I go? PetroServe USA helps America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. So there's a good choice. Helping America feel better, whether it be in the shadow of the Capitol in Bismarck at that beautiful location, or in Mandan, too. And then as you head down I-94 eastward, you're going to find them in Valley City and Castleton and West Fargo. Fargo, and of course, into Moorhead and Dilworth as well, into Minnesota, up to Bemidji. They're down in Wahpeton. There are a couple locations in Castleton, Grafton, growing number of locations throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. 4-for-4 special all day, every day. All day, every day. Every time you stop at PetroServe USA, you can have a great hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 2 cookies. They do the breakfast pizzas. They do the pepperoni, the sausage, all day long. Canadian bacon, they're great. I have them for lunch a lot. 4 items, $4, so it's a great deal. And don't forget that $50,000 giveaway, too. New winners drawn every week, so you got to go in every week to stay in the drawing. Works as simple as that. All right, back on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Let's go to Steve in Bismarck with a comment, and then up to Hazen next. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just concerned about a polka mass going on in New Salem, and I remember reading that it said nothing secular or profane is supposed to be in the mass. Now, if they're going to have that, well, then I might as well have Van Halen on. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, help me understand what a polka mass is. I've been to one before. Lord knows I've been to many masses as a cradle Catholic, although I don't think I've been to a polka mass. I don't believe. But, I mean, I always thought the polka mass mean you have mass and then you have, a little festival of some kind. But what is a polka mass? Are they playing polkas instead of hymns or what?
Well, I can't think of any logical reason why they have on the title polka mass unless you're playing polka.
Yeah, I guess. But you're saying
those go on around this, at least in this end of the state anyway. Those go on. Everybody's got one. Not everybody, but plenty of small towns have one at some point in the summer or fall.
But your concern is if, in fact, they're playing some polka as some part of the mass, you feel that's inappropriate, is what you're saying.
Yeah, or else they just call it a mass. It's really that simple. And anything that's secular, an aerobic, say that doesn't belong in there.
All right. Well, I'll ask. I don't know. I am a proud member of the Catholic Church.
I just have to question it. It just sounds so weird to see that.
Honestly, it sounds
really
harmless to me.
Sounds yeah, it's more instrumentation. It's going to be an accordion instead of a piano or organ or whatever, or guitar.
All right. The kind of way, I mean, in our church, you know, sometimes there's youth groups that are singing. Sometimes there's the full choir. Sometimes there's a little more of the contemporary, you know, but it all has a faith-based message. For instance, if I have a wedding at the Catholic Church and I say, I want to play, Garth Brooks, and some song was really important to my wife, and I think I said, sorry, you can't do that, right? It has to be, there has to be some,
No, just call it a mass. Right. Yeah, we're going to have mass afterwards. Just make it simple. None of these extra stuff.
We better get Bishop Kagan on the phone to sort this out. I don't know the answer, Steve, but we will check it out. We got a busy follow-up today on the program.
How about the idea of a Van Halen mass, then?
I don't think that would fly. No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Don and Hazen, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
I like the Van Halen idea. Well, I'm sorry, I'm a Van Halen fan.
I like Van Halen too. I just would not necessarily want to hear it at mass, but no, I'm yeah.
No, especially or not. That's basically. Anyway, listen. The airport issue in my
mind. Yes.
The problem is the old airport terminal is close to the new terminal. Plus, it's close to the taxiway. Of course, it's got to be, you know, for loading, unloading. The feds want to get rid of it. They're paying 90% of this tear down bill. I don't see any reason to tear down the building either. I'm hoping that there somebody could come up with a plan to save the building, but they're going to start very shortly on tearing it down. So.
And you're saying the feds are pushing it. The feds are the ones that want it down.
Oh yeah. Yes, okay. Sir. The feds are pushing it. They're paying for it. They're 90% of it.
There is some FAA, reasons on buildings. Usually it's not necessarily right on the apron, as they call it, but it's more around the peripheral that they don't like where there could be potential, obstructions coming in on a flight path. But I don't know. It doesn't seem like, but we're going to, we'll try to track down an answer. Okay. And appreciate the additional information.
See what Mr. Kramer says about it. Cause I'm quite sure. The feds, like I said, are paying 90%. They're paying over, I think they're paying like $500 some million to tear it down.
That's a good idea. We'll outsource some of our research to Congressman Kramer today on the program because we're busy with the polka mass, so we're going to give him the airport.
Yeah.
And Todd, you still got to remind me that we've got to get a follow-up on the merger talks in Bismarck between Dakota Clinic and Sanford. We promised to follow up as well. So.
You're right, yeah.
Don't let us forget these when they call. We get a lot of them that come in. I haven't talked about the protest in North Carolina. I haven't quite figured that one out. I don't know if anybody else can help me out there, but there was a black officer involved in a shooting of a black suspect, and we're protesting. So I don't know. I think we just protest. I don't know if it's cop bashing or what. I am amazed. I'm continually amazed at what's going on. And by the way, these things that started in Ferguson and they're going on in North Carolina right now, if you don't think they're connected to what's happening in the Dakota Access Pipeline, you're completely wrong. There is a professional group of protesters that are running around the country looking to create anarchy any way they can. And some of them receive their paychecks from George Soros and his ilk. So it is important to ferret this stuff out. I have some examples. You can't believe what the Native Americans are saying about this. Native American leaders are saying that is fueling some of this as well, specific to the pipeline. More on that when we come back. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We have our ACE research team trying to find out if there is a gospel religious connection to this particular piece, but we want to get you in the polka mood. We're on it. We're on it. The polka mass research has begun, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're here for on What's on Your Mind. You tell us what's on your mind. If that's bugging you, we're going to dig into it. Brought to you in part today by our friends at ouroldnumber.com. Find out how you can experience the freedom of making your home phone number as mobile as you are at ouroldnumber.com or give them a call at 800-774-0530. For my listeners, they offer free activation with the promo code SCOTT. Experience the freedom of ouroldnumber.com. Ouroldnumber.com. We are today in Steele, North Dakota. There is a auction inaugural of the beautiful Auction Center of North America facility that is under construction here along I-94. It's exit 200 in Steele, North Dakota. And our friends at Piper's have a huge auction today. They are going to start about 10 o'clock with some smaller farm equipment items, and then they'll be cranking up at 11 here and online at Piper's. And Kevin Piper earlier said, look, if you like one of these items, you want to bid on one of these items, just give me a call. And they're actually doing some bidding for folks right over the phone. You can get the app. If you download the app from Piper's.com, you can also go that route. Good way to take advantage of this while you're maybe working in the field today. But I was just looking at the list. There is a pretty impressive list here of items, and it has grown every single day. A lot of construction equipment, a lot of ag equipment, and all the photos are online at Piper's.com. Also, Nextlot.com is another way you can bid online beginning at 11 today. But there is, as I mentioned, a lot of late model construction equipment. There's a lot of attachments here. And aggregate equipment, a lot of semis, looking at a few of those right now, fuel service trucks as well, trailers, probably about a dozen of those, 2012 cross-country belly dump trailer, a couple of those, a Great Dane van trailer, Econoline deck over, farm equipment, John Deere combines, a number of those, 96, 82, 2009 sprayer trailer, a Bobcat tiller, a couple more John Deere combines, planter, plow. You get the idea. So check it out at Pipers.com or just come see us right here or give Kevin a call. And if you've got a particular item you want them to bid on for you, 701-238-5810 for Kevin Piper. 701-238-5810, the Auction Center of North America. The neighbor for the new Auction Center of America is quite a attraction. And we are honored to have on the program the proprietor of that fine facility right next door to us. We're going to chat with him in just a moment and also welcome more of your calls at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Tom Heintz is with us, the president of Coffee Cup Fuel Stops. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thanks for the call.
Well, you got a new neighbor here. What do you think of that?
Well, we very much appreciate Kevin choosing Steele as the location for his new auction center. And I apologize to Kevin last night for not being able to participate in his opening auction, but I have a grand opening going on down at Hot Springs, South Dakota for a new facility we've been working on for about a year and a half. So, again, I apologize to Kevin for not being there, but I wished him all the luck, and I'm sure it'll be a success.
So, you mentioned Hot Springs. You got this location. How many coffee cup fuel stops are there, and where are they, Tom?
Well, there's nine. We have nine coffee cup travel plazas in South Dakota, North Dakota, and Wyoming.
And, you know, everybody that I said yesterday, I'm going to be down at Steele Broadcasting Live from this auction. First time we've actually done the show in the middle of an auction. And they said, where are you going? I said, Steele, oh, my gosh, I love that travel stop. You have a particular facility, as I'm sure you've heard, that people really enjoy and like and make it a point of stopping in Steele. Tell folks how you've done this. What makes your travel stops better than the others?
Well, we glaringly differentiate ourselves, you know, first of all, with the employees that we have, but the offerings we have, the brands that we are affiliated with, the Caribou Coffee House, Pizza Hut, and Subway are all international brands, and they certainly provide us quality offerings to our customers. In some instances, 24 hours a day.
Of your nine locations. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Our facilities are all family friendly, and as you'll see there at Steele, we have a small park with some playground equipment in it for families to pull off on, and we have some cabanas out there where they can either stop and eat their lunch or go in and buy a Subway and go over in the small park area and eat their lunch and let the kids run off some energy. We have a dog park there as we're putting in at our other locations because so many of our customers, both our car and trucker friends, many of them carry pets with them today. So we're providing those amenities as well.
It's a great facility. It really is, and very welcoming. And I know a lot of folks enjoy easy in and out there. And also, as you mentioned, all the great brands. So it's neat. Is this a busy location for you? One of your busiest?
It is. It is. Yes. It's on the inside sales. It is the busiest on gas and diesel. It's not quite the busiest, but it's right up there.
I have to ask you a question. We get a lot. And that is people like to compare the price of gas in Fargo-Moorhead to the price in Bismarck-Mandan or in other locations around the state. Why is there generally a pretty significant difference between the price in Fargo-Moorhead and your spot or the Bismarck spots?
Well, oftentimes, I mean, pricing, there's a lot of things that go into pricing. One of the main things that contributes to it, and that's pipeline, where the pipeline is at. The Fargo area, you've got two pipelines are crossing right there at the Fargo-Moorhead area. So you have a lot more product availability. You're not having to haul it out. Distribution is expensive. These are all basket things that go into the differential in the price of gasoline and diesel.
Yeah, I always say that's a big, big factor people dismiss too easily because two pipelines, as you say, no transportation costs, number one. And number two, two sources, two folks for all of the stations in that region to buy from, which is more competition. So that's
it's more than just two sources because each one of those pipelines has multiple sources in them. So. There's more than just two sources there.
So two pipelines, but you're buying from several sources within those
correct.
Two, you're saying. I see, yeah.
Correct.
But that's ultimately better for the people that are buying at wholesale, and that in turn is better for the consumer then, because there's right, little more
exactly.
competition there, yeah.
Which would be interesting
with all the pipeline controversy going on in North Dakota, a reminder for the consumer how important pipelines are, really, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, the pipelines are your friend. if you want lower gas prices, folks, because it's the cheapest way to transport gas from, you know, the monstrous field. The Bakken is, I found this out this week, I guess I knew it was big, but I didn't know it was this big. It's the 10th biggest field in the world. So in other words, you take all, you compare it to other countries, Iran, Russia, as a country, it is the 10th biggest. So think about that. That oil has to get to market, and the more efficiently it gets to market, the better it is for the consumer. So just a constant conversation we'll always have. Anyway, Tom, really appreciate you taking a few minutes to chat with us today. Appreciate what you're doing in a nice little community in Steele, North Dakota, and glad you got a new neighbor and the folks here at Pfeiffer's.
Well, again, we sure appreciate Kevin for choosing Steele as his auction site.
Absolutely. Some more activity right along I-94. Thanks a bunch, Tom. I appreciate it.
Yes. Have a good day.
You too. All right. Let's get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also email Todd, text Todd, rather, at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503, or you can email all of us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, with your questions or comments. Here's a couple of texts that came in that said specific to the polka question. I like this one. There is a lot of gospel polka music. All right, so if you're having a polka mass and the polka music is, in fact, from the gospel, not unlike a hymn would be, then it would be appropriate. But we're continuing to do our research and welcome others. So thank you for that piece. Another texter says, ever consider that Warren Buffett may be funding the protests of the pipeline? He runs the railroads. Just wondering how all those protesters survive without jobs. Must be nice not having to work for anything. Well, there is an element of this. I separate this. I really try hard to separate this whenever I'm asked about this. Individuals from the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, who maybe have one little piece of information and not everything, that are out there saying, I'm concerned. First of all, their own water will not even come from Oahe. The intake that's currently being used is being discontinued, and their water is not going to come for where this pipeline goes. Many people don't know that. Many people don't know that this is, in fact, the not even on Standing Rock Sioux Tribe land. Okay? So, but say they don't have the right information, and ultimately they're out there protesting because they're well-meaning and they're truly concerned. They just don't have all the information. I don't have a beef with them. I really don't. I think we ought to have a conversation with them. But if your zip code is anything other than Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, and for that matter, any other place than North Dakota, you're an agitator that is here for other reasons. And I don't doubt funded by Warren Buffett or anybody else. You know, I've seen reports of the funding that has come from George Soros. I've not ever seen Warren Buffett tied to it, but you never know. Austin in Bismarck has a comment. Hey, Austin, what's on your mind?
Hi, I got a comment on the polka mass you were talking about earlier. Hey, actually, it's funny, the Stephen who called earlier, I believe that's a relative of mine, but as far as that polka mass goes, I can't speak on the, perspective from actually going to one, but from a musical perspective, for a Catholic mass, All you really need is the instruments and the correct mode and correct music for the mass. As far as what instrument to use to play that music, you can use, an organ, you can use a guitar, I mean, you can use a bassoon if you want. But as long as it, follows the order of the mass, and as long as, it's written in the correct musical standards, I mean, you can go ahead and use an instrument or any setting you want, and for these people, that just so happens to be polka.
Very good point. Well, I appreciate the call, Todd. You made a similar point talking about the accordion or whatever instruments might be used.
Instrumentation.
Yeah, thanks, Austin. Thanks, Austin. Appreciate that. We're going to go to Standing Rock next with a comment on the protests. Check in again with Kevin Pfeiffer as well. We're at Exit 200, Steele, North Dakota today, Auction Center North America. Big sale cranks up in a few minutes.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
American Bank Center presents the North Dakota Rodeo Association 2016 year-end finals. September 30th and October 1st, 7 p.m. at the Bismarck Event Center. Champions will be crowned in each of the 9 events. And don't miss One-Armed Bandit and Company, a great specialty act they're live to. Tickets are on sale now at etix.com. That's ETIX.com. or at the Bismarck Event Center box office. The NDRA 2016 year-end final, September 30th and October 1st at the Bismarck Event Center. For more info, go to ndrodeo.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Cattlemen, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota is holding their 11th annual meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck Friday, September 30th and Saturday, October 1st. The featured speakers are Dr. Harwood Schaefer, research professor at the Ag Policy Analysis Center, University of Tennessee, speaking on the state of agriculture today. RCAV CEO Bill Bullard, speaking on trade and checkoff issues. North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring and Dr. Sarah Keller, state veterinarian. All cattlemen are invited to attend. For registration and information, contact Larry Kenneff at 220-6102.
I'm Becky, and I quit smoking, but I waited until after I got severe lung disease to do it. Since then, I've had 7 chest tubes, 2 surgeries, 1 collapsed lung, and now I'm chained to this oxygen tank for the rest of my life. My tip is, quitting can be hard, but living with lung disease is harder.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, live in Steele, North Dakota, at the Auction Center of North America, where a big auction cranks up in about 11 minutes from right now. Kevin Piper and his team out here have got a well-oiled machine ready to roll. The cars are coming in, and if you can make it and join us here at Exit 200, I-94 in Steele, North Dakota today, you can go online to Pifers.com, get that app, and or bid at Nextlot.com with Pifers as well. You'll find all the instructions at Pifers.com. Kevin, it's getting exciting now, isn't it?
Yeah, we're just about to show time here. We're going to start at 10 o'clock and with the online bidding at 11 o'clock. It's a great day to be in Steele, North Dakota here at the opening of Piper's Auction Center of North America. All kinds of construction equipment, gravel equipment, screening equipment, late model, nice newer model, John Deere STS combines and all kinds of semis and everything. But Scott, it's a beautiful lineup of equipment here today. Probably one of the best we've had in a couple of years.
What would you say the big prize is today? What are folks kicking tires on the most here?
Well, you know, we got a lot of semis here today, a lot of semis that farmers could use or construction companies, obviously. But we got some really good yellow equipment. And we got some of these really nice van generator sets, you know, that those would be out in the oil fields, and then some of them are brand spanking new. Normally they'd sit out in a gravel pit or something like that, but they're brand new. There's five of those today. Those are big ticket items here today that are going to probably be fairly well priced here today. So again, almost all these items were absolute today, with the exception of a few items that didn't get into some of our late advertising. But other than that, if you want to buy something today, today would be a great day to come out and buy yellow equipment, service trucks, any for construction or farm use. Lots of nice semis here today and some farm equipment, too.
A couple of John Deere combines that came in late there, huh?
Yeah, it's a really nice shape, too. One only has around 1,800 separator hours on it, nice STS combine, and they're priced to sell. They're going to go. So.
All right. And by the way, we're going to follow along with the auction today. So.
Absolutely. You're going to be in one of the auction trucks here following the live and the Internet auction truck here, so it'll be great to have you do that live. That'll be fun.
And if you come out here, stop on by and say hi. I brought a few books along, too. I'll sign one to you. Appreciate all the good listeners that have given a wave of as they've headed in here, but come on out and say hi. Look forward to it. Thanks, Kevin.
Yep, thanks for having us here.
All right, we'll chat with Kevin a little later on and keep you updated on what's happening here today as well, of our live broadcast from the Auction Center of North America. Todd in Northwest Iowa, you're up on What's On Your Mind. Tell me. Okay, Todd to turn down his radio so we can chat with him on the air here. I'll read this email, and Manny, you just have him turn his sound down there if you would. Buck says, I'm tired of the protests. Do these protesters realize they are using petroleum products on everything they do? Even their EBT card is made from petroleum. How much fuel consumed to fly to Geneva to misrepresent the truth of what really took place in Dakota? The chairman can go there but couldn't attend PSC meetings right here at home. Interesting. Yeah, that wasn't to Geneva, but the meeting is in New York at the... at the UN, and you're right. I mean, that is what was said there is phenomenal. I'm gonna play the clip of Chairman Archambault, and also a piece of a conversation I had with Ken Hall from the MHA Nation, with Congressman Kevin Cramer and Jack Girard coming up next hour. All right, let's try this fellow again here. Todd, can you hear me? Oh, he's gone. If you call, you just need to turn down your sound so we can hear you. Okay, Ed in Bismarck's next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Ed. You're up.
Hi. I just want to talk about your interviews recently with Senator Holden and the fact that I just want to say first that I've always respected that man very much, and I still do. But have you noticed that when you have been interviewing him, he does not respond? He has only one response, is that we have to do this in the courts and we have to do this civilized and everything. But he just has not responded to one of your questions appropriately.
Yeah, I wouldn't say. I'd say he hasn't addressed it appropriately. He answers the questions the way he wants to answer the questions, and they very often are. Senator Holden is probably one of the more difficult interviews. And it's because he says what he wants to say, and he doesn't want to go anywhere else. In his mind, he's answering the question with his answer. But I hear what you're saying, because it does get a little frustrating. Last week I was frustrated with some of the answers because I didn't get any. I thought this week was a little bit better, and at least it's clearly he's as frustrated as we are trying to get to the bottom of this and get this done. And I think there is, I don't know why. But I think there is, maybe it's political correctness. There seems to be a cautiousness amongst our elected leaders in wanting to be critical of something that obviously deserves criticism. In this case, the leadership of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. Maybe they just see it as not being, you know, if they're going to be critical, they'll do it privately and not wanting to do it publicly, or what. But to me, you can't listen to Chairman Dave Archambault at the United Nations yesterday, which we'll play you a clip of if you haven't heard, and say that this is a a factual statement, and he's just going there doing what he's doing. He's stirring the pot. He's fueling the fire. He's invited in Earth Justice, which is a bunch of green extremists, and nobody calls him to task. And they throw arrows at me and this program and call us racist for simply saying the obvious. So
You are so right. You have never spoke an improper word. Everything you've said is correct. And for them, it's like these are supposed to be intelligent people that represent them. And Senator Hovind, too. Nobody wants to step on them, and I don't either.
No, I don't either. I want to have a conversation, but you got to start with people who are being reasonable, and Chairman Dave Archambault is not, and I didn't think Ken Hall was yesterday from MHA about this. And I don't like it, so I'm going to say it. Keep talking about it. Don't go away.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Nowadays, a landline is an unnecessary expense. But I want to keep my number in the phone book, and I want my friends and family to be able to connect with me and my wife wherever we are. Our home number is precious to us. With OurOldNumber.com, we get to keep our home number, and we can be reached whether we're here or in Arizona for the winter. What a great solution for us. Our home number follows us, and we save money too. OurOldNumber.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional cropland auctions in the following counties: Benson, Lemoore, Mercer, Kidder, Botno, Morton, Dunn, Grant, Golden Valley, and Adams. And an exceptional line of construction and farm equipment at Pfeiffer's new Auction Center of North America in Steele, North Dakota. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy to find your happiness with Pure Soap? These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.